we go to the next one. And I'm sure this is one you would have done in your graduations, in case you come from a commerce background or you come from an arts background. I don't know whether science you would have done or an engineering, I don't know. Yeah, I think in engineering also, yes. It's a Maslow theory. He said it's a 5-level hierarchical theory of needs. And it is one of the best known and used motivational theory. He said that people have different hierarchy of needs. And once need of a human being is satisfied, he goes to the next hierarchical need. And he made this triangle and he said that the first basic level of need, which is a basic hierarchical theory, is a person's physiological needs. What is physiological need? Food, clothing, shelter. He said that till the time the basic need of a human being of food, clothing and shelter, roti, kapda or makan, is not satisfied, most of the time or always, he said, a person does not go to the next level or next hierarchy of needs. Once he does that, then he goes to the next one. So he therefore talked about 5 levels. One was basic. Then after his basic needs are fulfilled, he said, they go on to their safety needs. What is the safety needs that they go on? Am I secure in where I'm staying, working, etc.? Am I protected? So he looks at safety and security needs. Then he goes to his social needs. What is social needs? Sense of belongingness. Am I being accepted by the society, my peer, my friend, my relative, my company? Am I being loved by them? After that need is there, they go on to the next level of need, which is their esteem needs. What is esteem? Self-esteem, recognition, status. That's his need. And then the last one they said, is self-actualization needs, which is self-development and realization, wherein he is satisfied and contented. Self-realization ho gaya, contented and happy. That's what Maslow say, and this is Maslow's theory of motivation and how a human being moves through them, you know. The third learning theory was Pavlovian model. Now, what is Pavlovian model? 3 steps are involved. One is drive. What is drive? Drive is a strong internal stimulus which drives you to take action. It motivates a person to take action to satisfy his need. I have a drive, you know. We call it an act, need for achievement. Mujhe kuch karna hai. I say, oh, I want to do something, you know. I have a need for achievement. And if I say, I'm an act. Second is cues. Cues are weak stimuli. They determine when the buyer will respond. And the third thing he said was response. Response is a feedback reaction of a buyer. What an example. A hunger drive can be satisfied by visiting a shop. Bhook lagi hai, dukaan mein gaya. Indicated by an ad, dikh raha hai, ad aaya hai, maine ad dekha. And buying a ready-made food product. As I said earlier, if your experience is satisfactory, the response of satisfaction towards that product, brand, service, company gets strengthened. If you look at this same thing we are talking about in this diagram, you have a drive, it is an unsatisfied want, hunger hua, bhook lagi, unsatisfied want, you have cues, there are stimulus coming from the marketing and social environment of the buyer ki available hai, and then you finally respond through trial and error. It's a response that you do. That's what Pavlovian model said. Then we go on to the next one, which is called a psychoanalytic theory. What is psychoanalytic theory? Now we did all of them. My PhD is on consumer behavior, right? It's very interesting and very satisfying, you know, because in life you have to understand behavior of people. So there is some kind of also psychology involved. According to Freud, human personality has three parts. One is called as an ID. Now the ID is the source of all mental energy which drives us to action. I'll give an example after this. The second one they said is a superego. What is a superego? It's an internal representation of what is socially approved. Our conscious. Ye karein kya? Our conscious approved. Shall I do it? And the last one is the ego. It's the conscious director of ID impulses for finding satisfaction in a socially acceptable manner. Now, what is the example? See, so you remember psychoanalytical theory, the ID, the superego and the ego. This example will make it clear, as I will give now. The ID therefore represents the basic animal instinct that a person has. Carving for immediate and total satisfaction. Animal instinct, immediate satisfaction. It points out basic instinctive drive and could be sometimes antisocial. Why? Because you want to immediately buy and have satisfaction. I'll give an example after this. The superego or conscious reflects our idealized behavior pattern. Many times, therefore, there may be a conflict between ID and superego. ID kya bolta hai? Abhi kar lo. Superego kya bolta hai? Nahi yaar, ye conscious mera permit nahi kar raha hai. Karun kya nahi karun? Karun kya nahi karun? And the third one is the ego, is an intermediary which mediates the dispute. Karu kya nahi karu? Karu kya nahi karu? Ego comes into play. The ego is a rational control center. And it acts as a mediator. Karu ya nahi karu? To rationalize karega usko. Ego comes in. An example, I'm sorry, I'm having... My throat is bad, but I'm trying my best, you know. I hope you bear with me, dear. An example. ID will demand buying luxurious goods on credit cards. Swipe karo, cut, cut, cut. Superego will prevent the instinct or credit purchases as problematic. But the ego will act as a mediator, which evolves a workable compromise solution on the basis of the financial condition of that guy and the ability, not the willingness so, but the ability to pay installments without any strain on the monthly budget. If the guy's ego is good enough, ego is not that ego which we normally speak about, is good enough, then he can rationalize. But if a person's ID is very high, he wants instant satisfaction. So what he will do is, irrespective of what the super ego tells him or the ego neutralizes, he goes and buy. Not a very good example, but just for understanding's sake, is why a person addicted to alcohol or to cigarettes or to drugs, what he does, his ID is making him do that, and that ID is becoming more, and therefore what he is doing is that he goes and big borrow steals and gets it. So marketeer can understand that what do I need to do. So marketing therefore is very scientific, ladies and gentlemen. It is not just selling, you see, it's very scientific, boss. I'm sure you have understood that example which I gave. The last one, Howard said model, a little same as we have spoken. He says that actually he get an integrated model, you know. Now what is that model? He says that there are social class, financial status of a person, and therefore there could be many exogenous variables that they have. We have already spoken about the drive that they have, the stimulus which drives, the perception that they have, the learning that they get, and therefore they put an output. So the drive. Now I'll explain you in a very simple way with this diagram. Very simple. Very, very simple. This is the input. This is the input. So the marketing policies, you're giving, getting an input from a marketeer, okay? Commercial, social information, brand in the shop, you're getting a lot of inputs, you know. You know what is there, and what is happening is you have an outside variables which you are there, which means the personality that you have, the social class that you come from, you see the time pressure you want to buy, your financial status, the importance of purchase, this is coming in. So there's a process which is going on in between. This process is the motives. Aapka motive kya hai? We just talked about the motive, the buying motive. Perception that you have about the product, brand, service, your different choices that you are doing, the evaluation that you are doing, and finally you have an output, that is the response. Now the basic response that you basically go about is based what we call as an attention. You first get an attention, comprehend the brand, then you get into what is your attitude towards that brand, the intentions to buy or not, or towards that brand, and finally the purchase. So in other words, we spoke in another model ahead. So there are some inputs that we get. We process those inputs to give an output. In simple terms, the output that a marketeer is looking at is that a person comes and buys the product, you know. So those are the five models that we are looking at. Last one, buying center. What is a buying center? See, we spoke, whenever we are doing a consumer selling, consumer buying, you go and buy, you want to buy a soap, you go, or a bread, you go and buy for your personal consumption. But whenever you're going and buying and doing an industrial, you see, purchase, a buying organization, a business product, an industrial user, you have a buying center. It includes many individuals in those groups who participate to purchase or to participate for a purchase decision-making process. For an example, you are a company manufacturing pharmaceutical products and you require to buy a pharmaceutical plant and machinery for packaging your capsules. So the company will have a purchase department. The company will have a user department who will actually make the product. The company will have a finance department who will see where the money comes from. So there is a buying center. There are different roles that people will play in the buying center. I have spoken about a few: initiator who initiates, user who will use the product, purchaser who actually purchases the product, buys the product, and approver. The user could be an approver. Ki haan mujhe yehi wali chahiye machine, ye sahi lagti hai, it is on my customization, you go and buy. The decider could be one person, maybe the boss who decides, okay, this is what we buy. But an influencer could be there, maybe very close to the boss who decides, and he says, why don't we look at this also? So he says, is it? Do you feel this good? Maybe he influences. And a gatekeeper. A gatekeeper is a person who do not allow the flow of information to pass on, like a secretary could be a gatekeeper to boss's information. So dear friends, let us understand, users are people of department who is actually used. Technical people could be influencer in this example. Buyers are purchase department who will make a purchase order and give it to you. Decider will approve the final vendor who is going to sell. A gatekeeper will allow the flow of information like a telephone operator or a secretary's form in this group. So when we go to buy, when we go to sell as a marketeer, we need to understand this buying center and who are those people who are playing these different roles. It will help us to do productive marketing. And therefore, organizational behavior is more objective as a buying behavior is influenced by many multiple buying goals, buying objectives, buying decision, the committee, and therefore many, many people there. So if you look at these two here, I have just looked at consumer buying decision and business buying process. So you have a consumer buying process. What is consumer buying? I've given an example about your product. When you bought, you need recognition, information search, evaluation of alternative, purchase decision, post-purchase. But if you look at here, identification of need is here, yes. But when it comes to information search, they will first specify what kind of technical specification of product do we require, what kind of plant, what kind of machinery do we require. We will identify who are the different people who manufacture this, identify vendor, then go on evaluating those vendors, that dear, these vendors, do they have the capability and the capacity to do what we want to do? So you evaluate, then you select a vendor, yes, this looks better, or maybe select two vendors to finalize what you want to do. So you select a vendor, and then you do probably price negotiation, purchase negotiation with them, depending upon, or the price could be specifications, could be customization, could be what is it about the after sales service, could be warranty, many, many things, right? So you decide this, then you place an order. Once you place an order, then finally this deliver, then you start using. When you start using, then you will know that your post-purchase decision. Very simple. Very, very simple, dear. So the factors affecting the organizational buyer could be environmental factor. We have already talked about organizational influences, buying center, interpersonal factor. Do I like him? I know him, and individual factors, So what are the environmental factors? Economic involvement, demand, economic outlook, technological, political development. For an example, an increase in petrol or diesel price may affect the automobile or aviation industry. Organizational influences. Every organization has got a policy. This is what we want, and this is what we will do, and this is a process, and this is a procedure, and this is a system, and we need to understand this. So centralized purchase hota hai, decentralized purchase hota hai, long term tender karte hai, payment patterns kya hai. These are organizational influences. Hum decide karte hai ki hum isi, ye hamara policy, hum aisi baat, hum to bhai 3 mahine baad paisa dete hai. Nee, sir, you want this plant and machinery, I want a 30% advance. In our policy, we give only 15% advance. Are you okay with it? Yeah, our policy nahi hai. And let me talk to some other vendor. This is not my policy, I can't do that. Long-term contract. Hum toh 3 saal ka lena chahte hain aapse service contract. And with this price, you have to give a service contract of 3 years free of charge. We are not going to give you any additional money for that. So we need to understand the interpersonal factor, the buying center decision-making unit, BMU. Several people are there, we have already seen influencer, we have seen them. They have different authority. Some people have, they may be at higher hierarchical positions. So maybe a user, right, who has come there, probably with a position or who is in the meeting there, it could be a higher designation, but probably the purchaser, or the purchase department, general manager is a very, very close guy with the top man, and therefore he may influence. So they have to work as a team, therefore, to make the purchase decision. And individual factors, obviously the personality type of the people, the role, the motivation, the power that they have. So these are some personal objectives. Some people have certain other personal agendas. So individual factors also comes into play when you look at that. So dear friends, with that. I hope you enjoyed. It was a very big chapter, and consumer buyer behavior is the crux of everything. So let us understand and go through this video again if you have not. Very, very easy. I'm trying to make it very simple with different models which were there. And if you have understood this, your half the game is won. As they say, when begun is half done. Thank you very, very much, dear, for having a patient, giving me a patient hearing. In case you have, God bless you and I love you. Take care of your health. Bye-bye.